Welcome to Moolah Matters with Ina. Insurance has become a hot topic over the past few years. During the pandemic, consumers saw how important it was to have life insurance, medical insurance, and funeral insurance for yourself and for businesses, to have business interruption insurance to cover the time businesses had to close due to the lockdowns. During the pandemic, consumers also got used to do everything, and I mean everything online. Even after the end of the pandemic, many consumers still choose online because it is just too much of an effort to make appointments and see someone if they want to buy something. Therefore, it is no wonder that a new kid on the insurance block, Everything Insure, is so popular. This platform makes it possible for consumers to take out any kind of insurance online without having to even speak to a broker, although you can speak to one if you want advice. Today, I chat to Mishaya Chetia, Executive Head of Everything Insure, who was awarded the 40 Under 40 Award for the nation's most accomplished business leaders in the insurance category for her work in driving financial inclusion in insurance through the use of tech. Welcome, Mishaya.
Hi, nice to chat to you.
Tell me, what does Everything Insure offer that nobody else does?
So, Everything.insure is a digital insurance marketplace. So, we're not the insurer, but we are a marketplace that offers you the best insurers in the market across multiple categories of insurance. So, you may think something like a Hippo, which would be probably more of a lead generator or an aggregator that gives you indicative quotes and then you go and buy. But with us, you can go on for multiple types of insurance. So from personal lines, like your car and your home, to insuring your business, professional indemnity, pet, funeral, etc. You'd go on, we curate the industry and we choose the best insurers that for that type of product. So let's say for personal lines, car and house, the best insurers across multiple things, like their balance sheet and their ability to pay your claims, their claims paying history, their customer satisfaction scores, their financial strength, etc. And we give those insurers a rating to help you compare. And then only insurers with the best ratings go onto our platform. You then answer one consistent experience and you get multiple quotes back. So, unlike other insurance buying processes, usually you have to go through a quoting process to get one quote. Here with us, you go through a quoting process that involves no paperwork or phone calls with a call center agent or anything like that. And you get multiple quotes back that you're able to compare and then choose the one you want. And when you want it, you're able to buy immediately online without having to then go and speak to a call center agent, etc. So that's one of the big differentiators. And we're also registered with the Financial Services Association as a digital broker, one of the first in the country. And so what that means is we play the role of what a broker would, giving you advice all along the way. So everything digital, but we advise you as you're answering each question what you should take account of. We compare the quotes for you and we recommend things to you exactly like how a broker would. And it is all fully digital, but we have a team of real human beings behind it that can answer any of your questions all along the way. And then lastly, after you've bought, one of the big differentiators is that you then house your insurance products in one place called Everything Central. So, regardless of insurer, you can have all your insurance products in one place. So, if you've got your car and your house insured with Hollard, for example, and your funeral insurance with Bright, and your business insured with Santam, you'll have all those products in one place so that you have a consistent buying experience and a consistent experience for everything post sale. So if you want to claim, if you want to change any of your answers, if you want to pause, cover, cancel, etc., you can do that all in one consistent experience place.
Tell me, which categories of insurance do you cover?
So at the moment, I mean, this is ever growing, but at the moment, we have five categories of insurance with multiple products in each. So the first is personal insurance. So that would typically be your car, your house, your personal items like jewelry, electronics, etc. Then we've got business insurance to insure everything from SME, small businesses, to big commercial businesses. Then we've got professional. So that would be things like professional indemnity, the advice you give, medical malpractice, that kind of stuff. Then we've got tourism, which is insurance products for the tourism industry, like tour operators and tour brokers and things like that. And then we've got a fifth category, which we call lifestyle. And there you'll find things like pet insurance and funeral insurance, et cetera. But we're adding inventory to the platform all the time. But for right now, we only have short-term insurance products. So nothing like medical or life or things like that.
I see. Tell me, how many insurance companies sell insurance through your platform?
I think we've got about 10 or 11 at the moment. We've got all the major, we've got the insurers that represent 70% of the short-term insurance market. So Hollard, Santam, Bright, Old Mutual, Western National. We've got some Lloyd's of London products, Renasa, etc.
And you can get quotes on your platform to compare before you decide.
Yes, so you would answer one question journey and then you would be presented. So for something like personal lines, I think you get up to 13 quotes that you're able to compare, and then whichever one you like, you can buy right then and there and be covered online.
And then what about the insurers that usually require you to work with a broker?
So the typically intermediated insurers like your Santams and Hollards, etc., have agreed to be on our platform because the platform is playing the role of the digital broker, is playing the role of a broker digitally. Yep. So
And
you're able to access those insurers without having to go through a physical broker.
do you only pay one amount per month, or do you still have different debit orders for different insurers?
So we give you the choice because some people don't want to pay one amount. They want their business insurance to go off their business account and then their personal to go off their personal account. So we give you the choice. You can pay one amount and then our accounting system will split it into the various insurer accounts if you choose that option.
Can you change to another insurance company on everything.insure?
Yes, you can. So at any point, if you've already bought your insurance, let's say your personal insurance with an insurer, and for whatever reason you want to change, you don't have to go through a quoting process again. That's one of the big benefits. You can just say switch, let me requote. So you can say requote. It'll run your profile of answers against all the insurers again, just in case their ratings changed or whatever. It'll bring back all the quotes again, and you can say, I want to switch to that one, and it'll just switch.
Can you do you also handle the claims process?
So it's a little bit of a technical question, but there's something called a binder. So some insurers give certain brokers a binder, which is basically a license to handle certain things. So for many of the insurers, we have a claims binder, and binders happen within limits. So it means that we have the authority to manage your claim and handle your claim within certain limits. And only if your claim is greater than a certain limit does it need to get referred to the insurer. So for most of the products on the platform, that is the case. And so, yes, we handle the claim. But for the ones where we don't have a claims binder or it's above our binder limits, then the claim would be handled by the insurer. But for all the client-facing activity, it is handled through our platform. So the capturing of the quote happens digitally through our app or our website.
And what happens if you want to complain about your insurance?
So there's a standard in the insurance industry, there's a standard process. So on anybody, wherever you've got your insurance at the moment, you would just go to your insurance schedule and you'd see right at the end of your insurance schedule is a thing called your disclosure notice. And it tells you all the parties that are involved in your insurance. So if there's a broker involved, it'll give you the details of your broker. If there's insurer, which there obviously would be, it'll give you the details of the insurer. Then we've got the insurance ombudsman. It would give you the details of the ombudsman. If there was another third party, it would add all of those parties in. And by law, there is a section under each of them with a complaints process. So you can complain directly to each one of those parties, but if you're not getting any luck with that, the ultimate is the insurance ombudsman.
Yes. So you, but what you're saying is that you don't handle complaints yourself as a platform.
No, so we definitely do. So if you wanted to complain about your insurer, and most people do this directly to us, that is definitely your first point of call. And we handle on your behalf exactly like a broker would. We would deal with the insurers, etc. But if you wanted to take it further with the ombudsman or any of that kind of stuff, sorry, I think I misunderstood your question, then you would. But yes, you can complain to us and we will play the role of the broker handling your complaint with the insurer on your behalf.
What must consumers have ready before they get started on your platform?
So that depends on what type of insurance you're going to buy. But as a general rule, we try to make the process as simple and easy as possible, only asking you the questions that we need for rating or to determine your risk level. And anything else, like supporting documentation, et cetera, we leave to post sign up. So after you've bought, then you can go and upload those all on the app. So that it's as easy as possible with very few barriers to entry. So for all the products that I can think of right now that are on the system, you wouldn't need to prepare anything beforehand. It would be all information you'd know.
And then what should you keep in mind when taking out funeral insurance?
So when taking out funeral insurance, I think you need to think about the amount of cover that you would need in the event of you passing away, or one of if you were taking it out on behalf of your one of your family members. And then when evaluating where to take your funeral insurance, if that's what you're asking, I think you'd need to look at the claims paying history of the provider and how long they take to pay claims. So some pay claims quicker than others. And obviously, in a funeral scenario, you want somebody who pays claims, no questions asked, as quickly as possible. So, with everything.insure, we do that homework for you. And we, like with everything else, will only put on insurers that pay claims and pay them quickly.
And then with all the adverse weather events we witness about every day now, how important is building insurance?
Very. I think if you own your home, as in like a full title deed home, you should absolutely have buildings insurance. The only time you don't need buildings insurance is if you live in a sectional title, so like a complex where the buildings insurance would be included in your levies, or if you're renting, obviously. But other than that, you absolutely need buildings insurance because everything from your geyser bursting, which is obviously not weather related, to things like we've been having floods in Cape Town or cyclones and all sorts of bizarre weather things that used to be once in a century events are now happening a couple times a year. So it's becoming more and more important.
And nobody can really afford to rebuild a house out of their own pocket.
Absolutely. I think that's the general principle of insurance. Whatever you can't afford to cover yourself in the event of a loss, you should be insuring. So, if your house had to burn down tomorrow, could you afford to rebuild it and replace all the stuff in it? If the answer to that question is no, then you should be having both buildings and contents insurance. If your car were to be involved in an accident or to be stolen, could you afford to replace that car and/or pay your car payments if it's financed? If the answer is no, then it should be insured.
So the same will then go for home contents insurance in case of a big weather event.
Absolutely. So if a big weather event damaged your personal con so Buildings insurance is for the structure of the house, and then contents is for everything, all the movable stuff within it, to, you know, your clothes and your like your appliances, etc.
Then most cars on our roads are not insured. Why should you insure your car?
So, I mean, twofold. The first I've already touched on. If your car got stolen and it wasn't insured, then you know, firstly, no longer have a car, and you probably wouldn't, if you don't have enough money to now buy a car, you're in a pretty bad financial situation. And secondly, if your car was financed, in fact, if your car is financed by law, you have to have it insured, because whether that car gets stolen, if that car gets stolen, if you didn't have insurance, you're still liable to pay the bank for the car that you don't have anymore. And so that's why it should be. So when you're buying a car now, you'll need proof of insurance. And secondly, third party insurance is really important. So if you're driving on the road and you knock into somebody else, you are liable for, and it's your fault. You could be liable for the damage to their car, whether they've got insurance or not. If you don't have insurance, they will then come off. They have the right to sue you in your personal capacity, and you could lose more than just your car, your house, etc.
And then why is it so important to take out travel insurance?
So I think COVID was a perfect example, although now I think COVID is an exclusion on most travel insurance policies, but it was a perfect example of the unexpected often happens. And so travel insurance is to cater for the cases, like with all insurance, when the unexpected happens. So you've booked this holiday and it's cost you 100,000 rand for your flights and your accommodation and everything. And then anything could happen, from the airline going under to you getting really sick to whatever, war breaking out in the country that you're about to travel to, and your trip gets cancelled. You have already, in most cases, paid that money over already. If you've got travel insurance, your travel insurance will cover the money that you would have normally have lost.
Okay, and then my last question. Cell phones and other electronics are so expensive these days. Can you take out special insurance to cover your electronics when you are not at home or at the office?
Yes, absolutely. So it's typically called all risks insurance. So basically, what that means is if anything happens to that device anywhere in the world, it will be covered. So whether you drop it and the screen cracks or somebody steals it, if it happens outside of your house, no matter what happens or where it is, it would be covered if it's under all risks. So some policies don't allow you to just insure standalone, what they call standalone all risk. So you can't just insure your cell phone. We've got a product that is specifically for standalone electronic devices, but lots of products, and it is cheaper to do it this way. You can insure your electronic devices and your all risk items if you are insuring your contents or your car. It needs a supporting class of insurance. And then we've got something called worldwide cover, which, so the difference between worldwide cover and all risks is if you take out all risks insurance, you have to specify what it is that you're insuring, and you've got to prove that you own that thing, et cetera. So for example, I want to insure my laptop and my phone. I will go and I'll say, I want to take out cover on an iPhone 14 Pro, and the cost of that phone is 25,000 rand, and then the laptop, whatever the laptop is. And so then I've only got cover for that thing. So when I change my phone, I have to go and update my insurance to take off the cover on the old phone and the cover of the new phone, right? You're specifying it. With worldwide cover, you are taking out cover, the same kind of cover, all risk cover, but you're taking it out on an amount as opposed to on on a specified item. So it's unspecified all risks. So I can say I want 100,000 rand worth of worldwide cover. So then, every time I change my laptop and my phone, etc., it doesn't matter. I don't have to go and update my insurance policy as long as the amount I took out is adequate to cover any single loss I could have. So if I got hijacked and they took my laptop, my phone, my husband's laptop, and my husband's phone. Would the 100,000 rand cover that? Because that's the max that I would be able to claim for at any one time. But to get worldwide cover, you have to have contents insurance because it is an extension of contents.
Mishaya, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Hopefully that was helpful.
Absolutely.